She was leaning against the outside of the vault with her crippled left hand compressed under her armpit. With her right hand, she tugged off her helmet. Her face was white and pinched.
"I'll live," she said. "Meanwhile, it's not over. Stryver will head for his ship first chance he gets. You have to cut him off and get the Navicomp back any way you can. Do you think you can do that without me?"
Shigar nodded, tight-lipped, and lopped off across the shattered floor to the hole in the wall, leaping gracefully from girder to girder. Lorin held her grin until Shigar was out of sight. Then she slumped in pain. Ula's pain was different, but no less real. It was clear that Lorin had a close connection with Shigar. The Jedi even had tattoos similar to hers. It was some kind of cultural thing, surely. Perhaps they were married. The thought made his chest ache. He knew it was ridiculous to feel this way. He knew it was based on nothing at all. He knew he had built it all up in his own head, and that made him an idiot of the highest order. He had more important things to worry about than this. The battle for the Navicomp was over. Tassal Barish's palace security forces would be converging on the site to clean up and make accusations. He didn't want to be there when that happened. His loyalties were so compromised, he wasn't sure he could convince anyone that he wasn't guilty of everything.
"Stryver would be going for his ship, like she said," he told Jet. "But he's going the wrong way around. I'll head him off and see if I can salvage something. Tell the others I'll meet them at the shuttle."
The smuggler studied him closely, and then simply said,
"All right, mate. I might need a lift myself."
"Isn't your ship?"
"Impounded and crewless," he shrugged. "And what's a freight captain without his ship? Guess I'd better start thinking about a normal job."
Ula patted him on the shoulder with what he hoped was appropriate bonhomie, because it was utterly genuine. A normal job. Those three words had struck him with the force of one of Stryver's thermal detonators. He hurried off, following with infinitely greater clumsiness Shigar's route across the shattered floor. He ignored the shouts and screams coming from the levels below. He ignored the shaking of his hands. He kept his mind firmly on its goal. There was an Imperial ship in the palace's dock. That was where he was headed. If he could get there before it left, he could reveal his true identity and claim amnesty. He could escape with the Sith and the Navicomp when she returned from hunting Stryver, and he could finally report to his superior. He could relax the disguise and speak freely without lies or deceptions. He could be himself. And then, a normal job? Nothing at that moment appealed to him more.
Part 3. The Chase. Chapter 19. Axe felt like she was being swallowed whole by a space slug. Even through the force barrier she threw around herself as protection from the tumbling surf of rock, every sharp edge and crushing pressure squeezed the breath utterly from her. Almost instantly she gave up trying to guide her descent. She consoled herself with the knowledge that Stryver had to be faring just as badly. Escaping this way was the height of desperation. She admired his guts, even while she despised him for capturing the Navicomp out from everyone else. It wasn't over yet, though. She would find him, no matter what it took. There was absolutely no way she was going to report to her master empty-handed. The rough and tumble finally eased off, and she was able to make her way through the debris, using the force.